Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
So you're all good? Here we go, mate. Shaq's up first.
Beautiful.
And we'll get the piano man off.
Okay.
I'll jam him
Shaquille.
On now, mate. Okay. Shaquille,
hey, Dave,
it is.
There you are. I can see you.
Good city.
Hey.
Are you serious?
No.
He also does the double for Gay Weekly.
How you going, mate?
Oh, Gay Weekly. Oh, how's it going?
Good, mate. Who's this?
Shaquille.
G'day, Shaquille. How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty good. It's pretty cold over here, so I'm a bit cold.
So I can hear you. But you're sitting there in a T-shirt, you're whinging about the cold. What's going on there?
Oh, it's nice and warm in here, but I just came down. I was asleep.
Were you? Thanks very much for coming down and talking to us.
Nah, that's fine.
So who's the best at throwing snowballs?
Probably Jake Kelly at the moment. Got a couple of headshots in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Oh, just chilling, being a good boy, you know. Not throwing that many.
Yeah, you can tell that. Hang on, I'm just going to take a couple of photos of your head there. As we're chatting away.
Yeah.
Now just got to collect it, save it there. Beautiful. So it's really cold, eh?
Yeah, it's colder in this town and it's not snowing. The other one, the town we just left, I think it was York, it was snowing and this one's not snowing and it's colder than York when it was snowing, so yeah, it's a bit chilly here.
Maybe it gets a bit warmer when it snows.
Yeah.
Who knows? So what did you do yesterday, mate? Go and see Shakespeare.
No, we went and saw, I forgot where we went today. Shakespeare's Wife's Village. Today. Yesterday we were in York. We just walked around in York, threw snowballs, played card games and just all that stuff.
Is there heaps of kids around the streets because there's no schools on or anything like that?
Yeah, there's heaps of kids there. They were all being...
He's a good-looking man, didn't he?
I got
Don't
those
say that. I got a girlfriend, she might watch this.
it's nothing to watch, it won't be videoed, it'll just be able to, she'll be able to hear it though.
Oh, good, good.
But you'll still get in trouble.
I won't, nah. I'll wear the pants, mate, I'll wear the pants.
Good. That's what I like to hear. You can pretend that's true until you get home.
Yeah, no.
I'm a bloke, mate, I know how the world turns.
Yeah.
We're all in control, aren't we?
Yeah.
Until we get home.
To our mates, we're in control, but behind closed doors, it's a different story.
We know the truth of life.
Yeah.
The world spins to the left.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you come from and who you play footy for and all that?
I'm from Brisbane. I played football for probably Albany Creek. Most of my juniors played for North Devils in Mount Meninga and Cyril Connell Cup.
Yep.
And yeah, we won Cyril Connell Cup last year and we lost the Mount Meninga Cup final this year on full time by 2 points. Sam Foster kicked the penalty goal on full time.
Bugger.
Yeah. I was
standing
there
on the sorry?
Just standing there and watched the ball sail over my head and when it went over, just devastated.
When you need one of those little dart guns so you can shoot the footy.
Yeah, I know.
And who are you playing for next year, Shark?
I'm going down to Sydney to play for the Roosters next year.
Oh, yeah, they've done some good recruiting, the Roosters, I mean.
Yeah, the Roosters done good.
Good-o.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about France, mate, when you were over there.
France was good, had good experiences over there. It was like, one of the experiences was just eating breadsticks every day for 2 weeks. I've never eaten like bread that for that long. And it was just like hard too. And like I ate frog's legs as well. That was funny.
Yeah, frog's and legs on bread?
Oh, nah, not on the bread. And just being over there, people not speaking English is pretty weird. People driving on the right side as well. It's just
on
totally
the wrong side.
Yeah, it's different to Australia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. What about the buildings and all that? Did you like all the old buildings and stuff?
Yeah, they were old. We went to the, What castle did we go to? Carcassonne Castle up there. went to the haunted house. Yeah, I didn't get scared in that, but yeah.
Did anybody get scared? What about Brimlow? He would have been scared.
Yeah, Brimlow was scared. So, Foster was too. Foster was just... he was holding my pocket the whole time, Foster.
Was he?
Yeah.
Is he after your money?
Nah. Just wanted someone to hold, I think.
Oh,
did
he?
A bit too dark for him, yeah.
Uh-oh. Wow. And what about... Oh, you've gone. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Coming back.
Yeah.
And what did you enjoy about France the most?
Oh, it's just a different culture, you know, different to Australia. And it's just all different. And it's just good, like, taking in a different culture, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, learning a bit of French, different language.
Good, good.
Yeah.
What about the war memorials and all that? Do you remember going and visiting them?
Yeah, they were... The war memorials were good. It just showed how much, like, the French respected different countries from which, like, they took care of the Australians, like, memorials better than the German memorials and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the Australian memorial was pretty good. We went to the gravesite up there, and we went to the Canadian memorial as well, which was pretty cool.
Well, lots of people sacrificed themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, lots.
Back in the days, too many, mate.
Yeah, looked at the graves, and there's people my age in it as well, and just, yeah, it was something never forget.
Good. Ban war, I say.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about footy. You got to play over there in France, didn't you?
Yeah, we played. I played one game in France, the first game.
Against the 7-0 chip.
Yeah, it was different. It was cold, really cold to Australia. And the ground
for
was
a Brisbane boy, you mean?
Yeah, oh, for a Brisbane boy, yeah. But no, it was just different. The ground was more slipperier than what I'm used to.
Yep. And what about the way the Frenchies play footy?
Yeah, they played quicker than what we did, and it was fast. They were tough as well. Really enthused to play us.
Yep. That's how they beat you, isn't it? Just out enthused, just...
Yeah, and we just made mistakes as well in crucial moments.
Those get out together, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So if the boys played today, it'd be a different story, I reckon, because you've gelled and come along a long way.
Yeah, our attitude's changed heaps since France.
Fantastic. It's a shame you didn't get to play that last game.
Yeah, I know.
Did you play against Warrington, mate?
Yeah, I played against Warrington.
And how did you think their footy was?
Yeah, they were pretty good at the start. They scored an early try against us, and then after that try, we just got everything together and just got our roll on and just control the ball, and yeah, found it pretty easy after that.
Ended up smashing them.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I got injured halfway through the game, though, so I didn't play the second half.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I hurt my neck.
Oh, did you? That's no good. Yeah. How is it now?
Oh, yeah, it's better now.
There's going to be nothing wrong with you, like, next week or next month?
No, it's good now.
Cool. And here's... Yeah. I just got a couple of standard questions that have been thrown at all the blokes.
Yeah.
Who's the funniest bloke on tour?
Funniest, probably Jerome Leedy or Jake Kelly, them two.
Oh,
just
okay.
Pranksters. Yeah, pranksters. Play a lot
Fun
of jokes.
Around.
Yeah. Oh, and Rocket as well, Reddy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Has he been a good influence on you?
Yeah, he's silly at times, but when he's serious, he's a good person to talk to about football and how you can conduct yourself and all that.
Oh, beautiful. Tell him to put his head there and I'll get a photo of him. Next year. There he hang on. Oh, who was that in the background then?
Luke.
Sure that.
Rocket, come get a photo in this thing.
Or anybody.
Rocket's coming.
Nah, and who's the biggest pain in the bum?
Biggest pain in the bum? Yeah, probably Jake Kelly as well.
That's one for Kelly. Hang on.
Cheese.
Bang, there he is. G'day, Rod.
Cheese.
I got him.
Cheese. Got
I got it. And again, thanks, Rodney. Parramatta supporter. I suppose you've got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Cool. So do you want to say g'day to all your friends and family and up in Brizzy and everywhere else?
I just want to say hello to my dad, my brother Latrell, and my girlfriend Brittany at home there. Hello.
Good on you. That'll keep you in the good books for a little while.
Yeah.
Cool, mate. Well, I'll ring you back in a little while.
Yeah.
Got anything else you want to tell us?
No, nah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just, what are you going to do? Just try and stay warm?
I'm just going to go and bash up these boys for laughing at me here now.
Hey, we'll turn the camera around so we can watch that.
Nah.
Just joking. Leave it there. All right. Well, I'll ring back in a couple of minutes, radio.
Yeah, okay.
Talk to the next bloke.
Yeah, okay. See you, mate.
Thanks for your time, Stark. Good on you, mate.
Bye.
Bye. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Stop.